From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, Arlington's in the national spotlight today. The Environmental Protection Agency is holding a day-long public hearing on new rules to tackle smog. We'll start with a dramatic scene on a different stage today, the steps of the state capitol in Austin. Hundreds of Muslim Texans traveled by bus to Austin for a regular event that's known as Texas Muslim Capitol Day. The goal, to learn about the political process and meet with legislators. On the Capitol steps, the group was greeted by a group of boisterous protesters.
Islam will never dominate the United States.
KERA's Dwale Saikautau was there, and she's on the line with me now. Dwale, can you describe those protesters?
It was a small but vocal group, about a dozen people from different parts of Texas. Janet Kelly is from Clear Lake, and she was holding a sign that reads, "I am the infidel that Allah warned you about." And she tried to explain to me what that means, but let's listen to what she says.
Muslims need to know that we will not submit to Sahara law on American soil. If they're going to stand with Americans and be on American soil, they need to stand for you, they need to stand for me, they need to stand for your children, America's children. They will not answer the question, will they stand and fight against Islamic, radical Islamics?
Dwale, this event was sponsored by the Council on American Islamic Relations. You spoke to a few of the group's volunteers. How did they react to the hecklers?
Actually, the organizers said they welcomed the protesters and felt it was an opportunity to teach them about who Muslims are, especially here in Texas, and what they represent. But of course, as the speeches began, it was a bit startling when one of the anti-Muslim demonstrators grabbed the microphone and started shouting. Here's Ruth Nasrallah with the Houston chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations. She was standing at the podium when a woman jumped up.
It was a sort of intense version of what people had been doing all day, which was trying to get in our face, trying to shout at us, trying to say that what we believe in is false. She just sort of did a physical manifestation of it. She apparently, I heard from people later, was sitting with our group sort of on the back of the steps and just kind of, and I guess a couple people thought, well, why is she there? And we're going to talk to her. But didn't, and then she just, as soon as I got up to start the program, she just ran up and grabbed the mic, and it was shocking.
How did the legislators in Austin react?
A lot of the senators and representatives said they weren't available to meet with their Muslim constituents, but their aides generally welcomed the students, you know, the parents, community organizers, and activists. One state representative, however, Republican Molly White of Belton, south of Waco, wasn't in Austin, but she left instructions for her staff to ask any Muslim visitors to renounce Islamic terrorist groups and publicly announce their allegiance to America. Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss, a Republican from San Antonio, released this statement. He says, "The Texas state capitol belongs to all the people of the state, and legislators have a responsibility to treat all visitors just as we expect to be treated, with dignity and respect."
That's KERA's Dwale Saikautau. I understand you'll have a full report on Morning Edition tomorrow at 8:20. Thanks, Dwale.
You're welcome.
North Texas stepped onto the national environmental stage today when the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency kicked off one of three public hearings across the country on new rules to reduce smog. KERA's Lauren Silverman reports from the Arlington meeting.
Outside the hearing room at Arlington City Hall, Alexander Beckwith introduces himself in an unusual way.
Alexandria Beckwith, birthday 6804.
Alexander David Beckwith, birthday 6804. Oh, that's when you know they've been in a doctor's office too much.
His mom, Allison, explains both Alex and his little sister, Madeline, were born with a mitochondrial disease. The disease makes it difficult to process food and oxygen into energy and has meant a lot of time with doctors. Alex also has asthma, which is why smog is a problem.
On days when the ozone is not as good, it really impacts his ability to breathe well, and so we have to limit how much he can go outside, what he can do, how much he can play.
Beckwith came from Keller to City Hall for the same reason a dozen or so other moms did on Thursday morning, to ask the EPA to strengthen ozone standards.
You know, it's not just us, but there are children all over. And so if their federal standards are changed, then obviously that helps not just our family, but friends we have across the country.
The EPA's smog reduction proposal would bring down the acceptable ozone level from 75 parts per billion to 65 to 70 parts per billion. Texas is home to several counties with the worst ozone pollution in the nation. Currently, dozens of counties have smog levels higher than the proposed amount. Still, the EPA projects after a decade under the new rules, only five Texas counties would top that 70 parts per billion limit, including Dallas, Tarrant, and Denton. Allison Davis with EPA's Office of Air Quality Planning and Standards says reducing ozone will have a significant positive impact on public health.
Reducing as many as 4,300 premature deaths, reducing as many as 960,000 asthma attacks in children, and up to a million days when children miss school because of ozone-related effects.
Smog, which is linked to asthma and other heart and lung diseases, is especially harmful to children and seniors.
It's going to be difficult for you to find anyone who is opposed to reducing air pollution generally.
Steve Everly with the oil and gas industry group Energy in Depth argues stricter regulations aren't necessary.
There is a point of diminishing returns with any sort of regulatory impact or regulatory imposition. We all know that certain regulations are going to have a cost on the economy, but they end up getting justified because you say, well, but they also deliver these health benefits or these environmental benefits, which have a monetary value as well.
Everly contends that stricter standards will lead to lost jobs, and that could outweigh environmental and health benefits. The EPA will accept written comments on the proposed standards until March and issue a final rule by October. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
In the 1930s, Crystal City, Texas, was known as the spinach capital of the world. That was before World War II and before U.S. Commissioner of Immigration and Naturalization Earl Harrison picked the town to host an internment camp for German, Japanese, and Italian immigrants. Today on Think, Jan Jarboe-Russell, author of A New History of the Camp, talked to Chris Boyd about why Crystal City was chosen.
He was looking for an isolated area that would be far from military facilities and someplace where he could get people from Latin America easily into the United States. And when he went there, he saw this migrant worker camp that was it was 240 acres. Eventually, the camp was 290 acres. So there were some roads on it, and it had some natural gas. It had a small telephone service. And so, as he said to someone, it's as close to Siberia as we have in the United States. And so he felt that the isolated nature of Crystal City would be a very, very good place to locate this camp.
Jan Jarboe-Russell is the author of The Train to Crystal City, FDR's Secret Prisoner Exchange Program, and America's Only Family Internment Camp. Think re-airs tonight at 10, or you can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. Finally today, we hope you didn't pack away those sweaters. North Texas's brief preview of spring is over for now. Highs tomorrow will struggle into the 50s, and the weekend in Dallas-Fort Worth looks like a chilly, wet mess. A little northwest of here, though, it's going to be downright nasty. Amarillo should see a mix of rain, then sleet, then possibly 1 to 3 inches of snow starting tomorrow afternoon. For the evening, it should be mostly cloudy with a low near 39. Again, tomorrow, mostly sunny with the highs reaching about 55. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 20% chance for showers with a low around 40. It's currently 64 degrees in Dallas, 62 in Fort Worth, 64 in Tyler, and 52 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.